My brothers and sisters, I'm grateful for this opportunity to visit with you about a gospel vision of the priesthood principles of welfare in the restored Church of Jesus Christ. The economic clouds that have long threatened the world are now fully upon us. The impact of this economic storm on our Heavenly Father's children requires a gospel vision of welfare today more than ever before. Priesthood-based welfare principles are both temporal and spiritual. They are also eternal and apply in every circumstance. Whether be rich or poor, they are for all of us. Whenever we practice the principles of welfare, we are living pure religion, as is defined in the Scriptures. The Savior taught, "Inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." He also taught that we not only seek out and visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, but we also keep ourselves unspotted from the world. In other words, we not only do good, we strive to be good. This, then, is the gospel vision of welfare, to put our faith in Jesus Christ into action. We serve others as the Spirit directs. As we live gospel welfare principles, we apply the Savior's teachings here in mortality. What then are these principles of welfare? How can we apply them as spiritual and temporal building blocks in our daily lives? The first building block may be described as provident living. This means joyfully living within our means, preparing for the ups and downs of life so that we can be ready for the rainy day emergencies when they come into our lives. Provident living means not coveting the things of this world. It means using the resources of the world wisely and not being wasteful even in times of plenty. Provident living means avoiding excessive debt and being content with what we have. We live in an age of entitlement. Many believe they should have all that others have right now. Unable to delay gratification, they go into debt to buy what they cannot afford. The results always affect both their temporal and spiritual welfare. When we go into debt, we give away some of our precious, priceless agency and place ourselves in self-imposed servitude. We obligate our time, energy, and means to repay what we have borrowed, resources that could have been used to help ourselves, our families, and others. As our freedom is diminished by debt, increasing hopelessness depletes us physically, depresses us mentally, and burdens us spiritually. Our self-image is affected, as well as our relationships with our spouse and children, our friends and neighbors, and ultimately with the Lord. To pay our debts now and to avoid future debt requires us to exercise faith in the Savior, not just to do better, but to be better. It takes great faith to utter those simple words, "We can't afford it." It takes faith to trust that life will be better as we sacrifice our wants in order to meet our own and others' needs. I testify that happy is the man who lives within his means and is able to save a little for future needs. As we live provident lives and increase our gifts and talents, we become more self-reliant. Self-reliance is taking responsibility for our own spiritual and temporal welfare and for those whom Heavenly Father has entrusted to our care. Only when we are self-reliant can we truly emulate the Savior in serving and blessing others. It is important to understand that self-reliance is a means to an end. Our ultimate goal is to become like the Savior, and the goal is enhanced by our unselfish service to others. Our ability to serve is increased or diminished by the level of our self-reliance. As President Marion G. Romney once said, "Food for the hungry cannot come from empty shelves. Money to assist the needy cannot come from an empty purse. Support and understanding cannot come from the emotionally starved. Teaching cannot come from the unlearned. And most important of all, spiritual guidance cannot come from the spiritually weak. End of quote. How then do we obtain Heavenly Father's help so that we have enough for our own needs and also enough to serve others? One of the fundamental principles of welfare is the payment of tithes and offerings. The primary purpose of tithing is to develop our faith. By keeping the commandment to pay one-tenth of our annual increase, we become better. Our faith grows and sustains us through the trials, tribulations, and sorrows of life. With the payment of tithes, we also can learn to control our desires and appetites for the things of this world, to be honest in our dealings with our fellow man, and to make sacrifices for others. As our faith grows, so will our desire to keep the commandment to pay fast offerings. This offering is at least the cost of two meals we do not eat while we are fasting. Fast offerings are the means provided for us to participate in anonymous giving, to bless our brothers and sisters in spiritual and temporal need, giving with no expectation of earthly credit or benefit. Freely giving allows us to follow the pattern of the Savior, who freely gave His life for all mankind. He said, "Remember in all things the poor and the needy, the sick and the afflicted. For he that doeth not these things, the same is not my disciple." As true disciples of Christ, we also give as did the Good Samaritan, who boldly rescued his unknown brother on the highway side. Said Joseph Smith, "A man filled with the love of God is not content with blessing his family alone, but ranges through the whole world, anxious to bless the whole human race." As counseled by Latter-day prophets, some of the most important welfare building blocks have to do with preparing for the future. Preparing for the future means planning a monthly spending and savings plan with our income, carefully making and keeping a family or personal budget can help us recognize and control the difference between our wants and needs. Reviewing that budget in a family council will allow our children to learn and practice wise spending habits and to participate in planning and saving for their future. Preparing for the future also means obtaining an education or vocational training and finding gainful employment. If you are currently employed, do all that you can to be a valued, essential part of the organization you work for. Work hard and be a laborer worthy of your hire. As companies continue to downsize or close, even ideal employees may find themselves needing to find new employment. This is an opportunity to rely on the Lord, to grow and to be strengthened. If you are seeking a new job, increase your faith in the Lord's desire and power to bless you. Also, seek counsel from those you trust, and don't be afraid to network and ask for help in finding a new job. If necessary, change your lifestyle and possibly your place of residence to live within your means. Willingly seek additional training and learn new skills regardless of your age. Maintain your health and stay close to your spouse and children. And above all, be grateful. Express your gratitude in prayer for all that has been given to you. Heavenly Father loves you. His Son has promised all these things shall give you experience and shall be for your good. My brothers and sisters, now is the time to lay the building blocks of welfare in our lives and teach our brothers and sisters to do the same. The Scriptures teach us, "If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear." By keeping the commandments and living welfare principles, we can have the Spirit of the Lord to be with us always, to sustain us through the storms of these last days, and speak peace to our souls. Just as we save our temporal resources for rainy days, keeping the commandments, praying, reading the scriptures, relying on the Holy Ghost. Prepare us for the rainy tests and those days of life when we need the Lord close by us. By our obedience, we store up the faith we need to meet the vicissitudes and challenges of life, keeping ourselves unspotted from the world. Being good, in this way, we are able to do good for our brothers and sisters throughout the world, both temporally and spiritually. I testify that living the priesthood principles of welfare is the measure of our Christian love. It is our sacred opportunity to apply Christ's restored gospel on earth, to put our faith into action, and to receive a fullness of His joy in this life and in the world to come. I bear my special witness that our Savior lives, that He gave His life for our eternal welfare. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.